Hello and welcome to today's episode, Ahead of the Curve, Trending Careers in India You Didn't Know About on Design Your Life. Today, we'll be discussing a little bit about the trending jobs in India and some jobs that you may not be aware of. As the job market is constantly evolving, it actually can be challenging keeping up with these latest trends. So let's dive right into it. I'm sure all of you know about the IT sector. The IT sector in India has been booming for the past few years. It's showing no signs of slowing down. With rise of tech, there is a growing demand for professionals skilled in areas such as cloud computing, cybersecurity, artificial intelligence, and machine learning. Next, I'm also sure you know about healthcare. With the pandemic, the healthcare sector has become more important than ever. And post that, there is a lot of demand for healthcare professionals, including doctors, nurses, and other medical professionals per se. Also, there is an increasing need for individuals who are skilled in medical research and data analysis. Moving on, we have the e-commerce sector, which also has been growing at an astonishing rate in India. Today, we are only thinking about e-commerce and the convenience that it provides us. So we need people who are skilled in areas such as digital marketing, logistics, supply chain management, and customer service. Another one, which you are probably aware of, is the education sector. With the rise of e-learning and online education, there is a growing demand for professionals skilled in areas such as instructional design, content creation, online teaching, etc. And last but not the least, we have the renewable energy sector. With focus on sustainable development, there is an increasing demand for professionals skilled in areas such as solar energy, wind energy, and hydroelectric power. So these are some of the trending jobs. However, you have to understand that the market is constantly evolving and there are a lot of niche areas that have really come by. So let me tell you a couple of niche areas and hold on to the end of the podcast because I'm going to introduce you to various areas that you may not even have heard of. All right. So let's first start with these. All right. The first one is data science. Now, data science is actually not a new field. It is still a very niche career that is gaining popularity in India. And with the rise of big data and the need for data analytics in terms of professionals skilled in statistical modeling, programming, etc., data science is something that you really must have. And some careers that you can get in data science are BSc in data science. You can get a Bachelor of Technology in data science and artificial intelligence, MSc in data science, Master of Technology in data science, and postgraduate diploma in data science per se. Another very niche career is for game lovers like me. It's called game development. With the growing popularity of gaming in India, there is actually a need for professionals skilled in game design, programming, and animation. This is a highly specialized field that requires creativity, technical expertise, and a passion for gaming. All right. Now, what you can do over here is you can do a BSc in game design and development. You can get a Bachelor of Technology in game development. Same, Master of Science in game design and development and Master of Technology in game design and development. You can also go for a postgraduate diploma in game development. And trust me, these are very good careers to take on. Next, we have something called as sustainable agriculture. With focus on sustainable development, environmental conservation, there is an absolute growing demand for professionals skilled in sustainable agriculture. This includes areas such as, organic farming, crop rotation, and something called as integrated pest management. And if you were to really go into this piece, you can take a BSc or an MSc in agriculture, or a Bachelor of Technology or a Master of Technology in agriculture engineering. You could also get a postgraduate diploma in sustainable agriculture. Another very niche career is sports management. I'm sure you've heard about sports management, but you're probably not sure whether it'll pay you much or not. But let me tell you, with the rise of sports in India, there is a growing need for professionals who are skilled in sports marketing, event management, and athlete management. This is a very competitive field because it's very niche and many people are trying to pursue it now. it requires a lot of understanding, a very, very deep understanding of the sports industry, and requires extremely strong communication skills. So in order to get through to sports management, you could do a BBA in sports management. You could do a Bachelor of Physical Education, that's called the BPED. You could do an MBA in sports management. You could go for Master of Physical Education, that's MPED. Or you could get a postgraduate diploma in sports management. And there are many, many universities that, of course, I can introduce you to in case you are willing to do sports management. And then another niche career is something that we call as space technology. Now, while this may seem like a very far-fetched career, space technology is a growing field in India. With the country's ambitious space programs, there is a need for professional skill in areas such as satellite technology, space communication, and rocket engineering. And in order to go through these courses, you can go through Bachelor of Technology or Master of Technology in Aerospace Engineering. You can do BSc Physics, MSc in Astrophysics, and you could get a postgraduate diploma in space technology. Now, I'm sure you must be wondering, Bruhat, wow, these are so good. Where do I find colleges that can allow me to go through these careers? So here are some websites that you can visit to explore multiple courses across different fields on a single platform. The first one is Shiksha.com. Shiksha.com is a comprehensive education portal that offers information on courses in India across various disciplines. And also, it provides information on colleges, admission procedures, entrance examinations, scholarships, and other related topics. Another one is collegedekho.com. This provides almost very similar information like Shiksha does. Same is career360.com. Here, the unique part is that it often offers you college reviews, rankings, cutoffs, and other details that can make you take an informed decision. There's also something called as studyabroad.shiksha.com. Now, this is where you can find a lot of universities, courses, etc. for higher studies overseas. And then there is educationdunia.com. That's D-U-N-I-A. This website provides a lot of information on courses, colleges across various fields. And similarly, you have the last one, which is called College Dunia. That's college, D-U-N-I-A.com, which will provide you a lot of these pieces per se. Right now, like I said, the moment has come wherein you've waited till the end of this podcast, and now it's my job to give you something that or some careers that you may not have heard of. All right, and if you've done that or if you already know these, trust me guys, you are pro at research. All right, so this is where we start with the first career which you may not have heard of, and that's called ethical hacking. Ethical hackers are basically your cybersecurity experts who are employed to identify and fix vulnerabilities in computer systems and networks. They basically work to prevent cyber attacks, scams, spams, etc. by testing your systems and finding vulnerabilities before the malicious hackers can exploit them. If you're interested in ethical hacking, you can do a BSc or an MSc in cybersecurity. Or you can do a BSc in computer science with, of course, concentration on cybersecurity, or MSc in information security and assurance. The second one is a food scientist. Now, food scientists work to develop new food products, improve existing ones, and ensure food safety and quality. They use scientific principles to study the composition and properties of food to apply their findings to create innovative food products. So if you're interested in this, you can go for BSc in food science or MSc in food science and technology, or you could do a Master of Science in food safety and quality. The third unique career is a forensic linguist. Now, the forensic linguists analyze language to help solve crimes. They work with law enforcement agencies to analyze text messages, social media posts, and other written or spoken communication to identify suspects or provide evidence in court cases. All right, so it's a very, very niche field and a very, very interesting field that's coming up. So what you could do is you could do a Bachelor of Arts or a Master of Arts in Linguistics and Foreign Linguistics. You can go for a Bachelor of Arts in English Language and Linguistics, or a Master of Science in Computational Linguistics per se. And I've already given you the website, so you can go to those websites and check these out. The next one is called as an Industrial Designer. The Industrial Designer is basically someone who creates and develops product designs for a wide range of consumer and industrial products, from furniture to medical devices. They also consider usability, function, and aesthetics to create products that are both functional and visually appealing. So for this, you could do Bachelor in Fine Arts in Industrial Design, Bachelor of Science in Industrial Design, or Masters in the same field. The next one is Wildlife Biologist. Now, the wildlife biologists study animals and their habitats to preserve and protect wildlife populations. They may work with government agencies, conservation organizations, or research institutions to monitor and study animal behavior, habitat, and ecosystems. Pretty interesting, isn't it? So you can go for a Bachelor or Master of Science in Wildlife Biology, or a Bachelor or Master of Science in Ecology and Conservational Biology. The next one is UX Designer. I'm sure you've heard about UX Designer, but if you haven't, UX designers create intuitive and user-friendly design and digital products with interfaces such as websites, mobile apps, software, etc. They consider user needs, preferences, and behaviors to create products that are easy to use and enjoyable to interact with. So you can go for a Bachelor of Science in Human-Computer Interaction and a Master's in that as well. Or you could go for BSc in Graphics Design with a focus on UX, and you can then do a MSc in UX Design. The second last one is Aviation Psychologist. Now, I'm sure you've heard about aviation engineering, but aviation psychologists study the behavior and performance of pilots, ATCs, that's air traffic controllers, and other aviation professionals to improve safety and efficiency in the aviation industry. They may work for airlines, government agencies, or research institutions. So here you can either go for BA in psychology and or BSc in aviation psychology. You can do an MSc or a Doctor of Philosophy in aviation psychology. And last is called the Futurist. The Futurist is a professional who studies trends and forecasts future developments in technology, society, and other fields. They use a typical combination of data analysis, research, and intuition to make prediction about future trends and developments. So here you can go for Bachelor of Arts in Future Studies, or Bachelor of Science in Strategic Foresight, Master of Science in Future Studies, and Doctor of Philosophy in Future Studies. So my dear friends, these were some of the trending careers and some of the niche careers that you may not have heard of. And I sincerely hope you enjoyed this episode on being ahead of the curve, which are trending careers in India you didn't know about. And I sincerely hope that you find the career that you need. I am a professional career counselor, and I have more than 120 options that I can provide you by doing a small personality assessment. So if you are willing to get your personality assessment done, do get in touch with me. You can visit our website, www.omasolutionists.in, or just search for Bruhat Butch and you will find me there. Thank you so much once again for tuning in, and till the next time, stay safe, stay healthy, and wishing you the very best in your career. Thank you very much.